The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know who you are. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is Wednesday. It's cold here in the state of Minnesota. And, well, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. They really are, friends. The voice of pro-murderers, the pro-choicers wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, friends, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you're on Facebook, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and like us if you do. And friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, that number is 1-877-807-9977. And as I have said, oh, I don't know, 15,000 times, I think, don't wait until the last half of the show to give us a call. And almost without fail, because what happens is we begin to get into the topic. This, by the way, is the reason we need another hour. But people start getting hot.
Yep.
Well, you know what? I'm hot coming in out of the radio program.
Gotta be.
So if you want to get in, you got to push yourself in. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. It reminds me of a lady that was overweight, and we were on a flight. I don't know where we were going, but you know how thin those aisles are on airplanes? Well, she wasn't thin. She was, that's really nice the way I'm saying it, right? Well, she was a little hefty, right?
The aisles were bigoted.
And you know what I heard her say when she was walking down those thin aisles? Nobody else had a problem with those aisles being thin except her. They need to make these wider. Yep, that was her sitting in her seat on the airplane. That's what she needed, a little grease or oil to, you know, to kind of slip her into place. But I just thought I'd tell you that because of the opposite of what I was saying. But I just, my train of thought sometimes just goes that way. Because some, you want to know why? Because somebody needed to hear that. But friends, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Friends, really quick, we have a friend of us who picked up our columns not too long ago. And she is Carly Hill. She's an editor with a really cool website. It's called The Young Patriots, and I'm glad that she's doing what she's doing. But outside of that, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Carly Hill. How are you?
I'm so great. I'm so excited to be on your show.
Hey, it's good to have you, Carly. As a matter of fact, that same enthusiasm you bring to your website.
Only the young can do this, Carly.
She's got a 30 and under website. It's called The Young Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
You're also a commentator for PatriotUpdate.com, correct?
Yes.
Now, what caused you to start Young Patriots?
Well, I have to tell you, I wish I could, I'm so sorry, there's a beep. I wish I could take credit for starting it. I was actually a freelance writer, and I had Patriot Update a few times, and I had some of the people I know who work at Liberty Alliance, which is the company that owns about 30-plus websites, which are all conservative Christian awesome sites.
Yep.
They started, they decided to start this website for conservatives under 30, which is really a need because, you know, I know as far as myself, I've been conservative all my life, but I was a very passive conservative because I would turn on the news and hear words like filibuster and legislation, and I would say, okay, I don't know what they're talking about, and then I would be uninformed and pay attention to things that were easier for me to understand, like pop culture, you know?
Yep.
And so this is such a great idea, and I helped with the launch. I started writing for it, and then I just became the managing editor in December, which was so exciting, and I've just had such a great time working with these young people because we have, we actually, it's a site by and for conservatives under 30, so we have news from everywhere all day coming in, and then we also have opinion columns every day, and we've got 16-year-old conservatives who are homeschooled, and we've got a 30-year-old who's a pastor, and we've got a, we've got an Irish, I love this guy, Jonathan Dune, he's fantastic, he's an Irish citizen who has been waiting for a green card for 9 years, and just loves America, and he writes for us, he was on, he called into the, what is it? My brain's going blank because I'm so nervous to be on your show.
Well, you know what? I wanted to interject something, though, just because it's so important as to what you're doing. Because when we went to the RNC, the Republican National Convention, Carly, it's interesting. These people were all dressed up like they were going to an Elvis concert, and I had to go in there and tell them Elvis was dead.
He's not here.
No, seriously, Carly. And what was interesting is we were going up and down Radio Row, and we were doing interviews all over the country telling the people, you need to wake up, Republicans, because Obama's over here going to the colleges, and he's doing a college tour. Hello. And so when I hear this kind of stuff as to what you're doing and what you're bringing to the table, it's so needed. And it only, you know what, it really comes down to this. It's called common sense. And wisdom is justified by our children. If we don't reach out to the next generation, guess what? They're going to be there to curse the older generation.
Carly Hill, you fill a necessary gap of 30 and under. Folks, I want
and
you to
she
check
should
out
be on radio,
site.
Too, by the way. You She's got the gift of gab.
You're a good gabber.
Thank you.
You can go to our
I
friends.
I have a cold. I'm sorry if I sound a little bit like a man. I have a cold.
You sound great.
You sound great. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and find Bradley's last column that was posted on Young Patriots. It's called School Shooters and Pharmaceuticals. Carly, one last shot. You got
No. Let her go ahead. Get 30 seconds, Carly.
Okay, I want to tell you guys why I love you so much real quick.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to tell you, you were just talking about Obama going to these colleges and speaking. So I was telling you, we want to have news in a way that people our age can understand and not be intimidated by. And you guys speak the truth, and you're unashamed, and you say things that are true. And our generation is listening to voices like the president and, you know, the media, and they're not telling the truth. So we are just so honored to have you be a part of our site. And thank you so, 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 so much for having me on.
Carly Hill, Young Patriot. Patriots.com. Check her out. Thank you, Carly.
Awesome.
Thank you.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Current.
The Sons of Liberty got Bradley and Jake. Now, guys, again, I get emails all the time. I get phone calls all the time. I get people that stopping down at the office all the time. And then they say, Mr. Dean, do you got 10 minutes? It's like the conversation I had this morning. I said, dude, this is great radio stuff.
Colin?
Are people afraid that I'm going to bite their head off? Or is it just that I'm giving so much information, Jake?
I think...
Because Carly loves us, and if Carly loves us, that's all that matters anyways.
That's true. She loved us so much, she was nervous.
I feel rest.
She did very
satisfied
good,
knowing that Carly loves us.
Yeah. It's a good
because
thing.
She gets us. It's the younger generation that gets us.
That's what she gets, and she's alone out there right now. Like I was saying to you before the break, there's probably about 5 conservatives under 30 that I know of in this country. 5 conservatives under 30, and I'm speaking about people that are speaking like Carly is on a magnitude. Now, there's plenty of other conservatives. But she probably feels so alone because when she goes to the RNC or she goes to a Republican thing, they're all looking for Elvis, like you said. They got the blue hairspray going on in their hair, and they have no clue what this generation is going through. They don't know how to address it. All they're worried about is their money and their pension, and that's it.
Yeah.
They don't care about our young girls being under assault and having their minds and their
innocence raised in public
schools. Or our boys.
Don't forget the Cub Scouts.
They don't
or
care
Boy
about...
Boy Scouts.
That's right. Yep. It's not about the moral issues to them. So when a girl like this sees somebody stand, and she said it, Carly said it at the end of their interview, when Bradley Dean stands, he really does stand for our generation. He gets us. That's exactly the message that we bring. Why? Because we do understand, because Christ caused us to understand. This isn't about us. It's about that generation.
Yeah. So in other words, friends, 1-877-807-9977. You know how many emails I'm going to get during this radio show?
Yeah.
Or Jake's going to get? By the way, speak of a couple emails, Jake. We got tons of responses.
Yeah. I got a great
after
one.
Coming back from California. It's just like, okay, great. Call and tell the people what is this about, folks? This is about you.
Yeah.
You know, one guy said to me today, he goes, you know, I just want to let you know the Constitution Party loves you guys. I said, that's great, but I want you to understand that I'm here for you guys. Okay, I'm not trying to put my head above yours. We're in this thing together. I just want everybody to understand I am a servant to the people. I'm not above the people. I don't ever want to be above the people. I just want the people to see my Christ. That's all I care about. We're written epistles for all men to read. And like I said last week, friends, one man said one time, preach the gospel to the world. And if you have to, use words. You just happen to be listening to live radio, so you're going to hear words. But go ahead and pay attention to the fruit on our tree by checking out sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
And you can follow our track on Twitter at SOL Media 1.
I like that track. Yeah.
Or you can follow us on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We post pictures all the time. We're doing. And next week, we'll be doing again, on the road again, which is why we
10 shows in 9 days, friends. And I'm not telling you where we're going because we get a lot of people that, yeah.
You'll have to stay tuned to Sun
Incognito.
On the Facebook, you'll be able to track us there.
Yeah, you'll hear where we were after the fact.
That's right. Okay. After we've left.
Yeah. Unless you're a part of sonsoflibertyradio.com, then you're going to know everything.
That's true.
Yeah.
You get on our newsletter list.
Information.
Correct. Our weekly email update. You call in, you sign up on our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You'll be able to track with us and find out where we be, all of you friends. Martin Glenn actually Facebooked us not too long ago. He says, hello. Just wanted to drop in and tell you guys I'm a huge fan of your work on the radio. Martin, if you're listening to this, thank you so much. There are days when I listen to the same show two or three times, he said, with the Conservative Radio app. You can find us on the Conservative Radio app, by the way, just an FYI. A lot of people listen to us through the Conservative Radio app.
Yeah.
It speaks to my heart and has definitely brought up the desire to pray more than a few times on my way back and forth trips to the VA hospital. This guy's a veteran.
Interesting. He would say it talks to my heart. You got to keep in mind, friends, God speaks to the heart, not the head. Amen.
This guy's a veteran, and he sees the same thing that Carly sees. Hey, you care about our generation. You're going to them. Yeah. You speak to us in the level where we understand.
Is Carly like the new point of reference here, Jake?
No, it's a good point of reference.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I mean, hey, I like her, too.
And then we move over to Martin.
Do you got like a Carly t-shirt and a Carly hat now?
Not yet, but
YoungPatriots.com.
It's kind of a cool website, YoungPatriots.com.
Yeah, it is. I like it. Yep.
But if you go to that generation, and they see and they identify that we can identify and see what they need.
Yeah.
Then you go over to this veteran, switching gears to Martin, who just wrote this email.
Yeah.
He's a veteran. Those are the two areas we speak to, the youth and to our veterans.
Yeah.
Now, the adults should listen.
No, they should.
That's our goal.
That's
our reach.
Right. I was just on Focus on the Family this morning.
Yes.
I was doing an hour interview, and he said, this is powerful stuff. Well, of course. I said, you just have to show the next generation the price paid for their liberties. And when you do that, you're not going to tolerate crime. In any sense of the word, against the Constitution of the United States, or might I add, in the spiritual, Jesus Christ. Because when we look at the crosses that went through the hands of Christ Jesus, our Lord, we realize we're the ones that are guilty of putting him up on that cross. And once we repent before a just and a holy God, guess what? Those are the sin killers. We're indignant as to what put him on the cross. Now we're born of the Spirit, and we begin to understand why Christ and his ministers were made flames of fire.
That's right.
Amen.
And I think that interview that you went on this morning here, it was on Dove TV, Focus Today with Perry Atkinson, if you want to find the whatever they podcast.
Yeah.
It was video. It was
well, we can post it later on, too.
That's right. If you look at that generation, it was kind of, and this is no disrespect to him and what he's doing. We appreciated the opportunity. He's scratching his head saying, wow, where have you been? This is stuff we talk about doing, but you're actually doing it.
Yeah.
Yes, we are actually doing it.
Well, isn't that scripture?
It's done.
Let me show you my faith by my works.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good exemplification of it.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I think so. And this man will be blessed in his deed.
Amen.
Yeah.
And we are blessed. What are we blessed with?
You know, we're blessed, Jake. We're blessed with each other.
More.
And we're blessed with having friends like Carly.
That's true.
Yeah. From YoungPatriots.com.
Carly Hill. Wow.
You know,
she's getting mileage out of
she
it.
Is. She is. Because if we meet with her in Tennessee, you know what's going to happen, right? Hey, you know
Crack
what, guys?
Barrel.
We can cover this.
That's
of
right.
course we're playing.
Thanks for dinner, Carly, in advance. We'll keep talking about you. PatriotUpdate.com, YoungPatriots.com. Hey, you know what? The Brenner Brief just picked us up. I want to give a shout-out to the new columns. We told you about Godfather Politics. LastResistance.com is another great outlet that's picked up the columns that we're running every week. And also the Brenner Brief. Bradley just stepped up to that site. They just started picking up our stuff. Great girl. She's very powerful. This is a young conservative woman who said, I'm sick and tired of the way the country's going. I'm going to step up and do my part. And she's doing it.
You go, girl.
Man, I'm talking snap.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Glenn, thank you for your outreach. And he asked, too, this question. How else can I help the Sons of Liberty? How else can I help you guys do what you're doing?
I had a caller call in this morning to the office and ask the same thing.
That's right.
I said, this is great. You know what? There's strength in numbers, friends.
Yeah.
And that's how we are going to win the day, is coming together under the banner of Jesus Christ.
You got it. I think, and you know, just to give a couple tangible things, because people ask that question a lot, what can I do, what can I do? And I was talking to Tim from Patriot Outpost yesterday, one of the other sites that picks it up. You know, if you're a teacher and you start presenting Christian values and morals, you think, well, I'm just helping my community. I'm not really changing the country. Within 10 minutes, you get persecution from the ACLU, you're all of a sudden a national deal, and now you're the head of a movement that says, I am going to stand for these values.
Yeah, give people enough rope, Jake. Don't tell your enemies how it works.
That's true.
Please.
That's true. But think about it. You think it's so insignificant, my little thing, you know.
Yeah.
Or you go to a town hall meeting and you say, hey, you know what? I don't believe we should do this, Mr. Commissioner. Everybody kind of turns their head. I can't believe she said that.
Yeah.
Well, thinking about it, all of a sudden you become news.
Yeah.
Why? Because you stood for your values. So stand where you're at right now. Start a blog.
Yeah.
Start a Facebook and start posting things that bring action. Take videos of yourself on your cell phone camera. Go down to the mall and ask kids or adults, do you know your Constitution? Just start questioning.
Yeah.
You'll start to get known as that guy.
And make sure you have a Sons of Liberty radio hat
Right. That's right. Wearing that will help the notoriety.
Or a T-shirt.
10 times more.
Yeah.
And we can help you with that at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Absolutely.
There's a store there, as a matter of fact.
A great store.
Hey, and
cool,
you know what?
Stuff.
Talking about that sort of thing, I just got an email this morning from a gentleman from Pennsylvania.
You're kind of like gobbling up all my time, and I don't know how much I appreciate
that.
That's
so good.
You a long-winded
ask
brother.
Ask me a question. I got ammo.
We could talk about Carly again.
Well, this, I'd rather shift. Well, not that I don't like Carly.
Okay.
Because I do. I think she's a wonderful girl.
So do I.
Definitely.
Yes.
And I appreciate her posting the stuff that you
so
can
I.
find on
I,
Sons of Liberty Radio
do
Facebook
you got like
right
a
now.
Carly T-shirt and a hat?
Not yet. But maybe
she
she's listening.
Some. Yes.
She could send it.
I would think so.
Carly Hill.
Okay.
This My War documentary series is awesome. We just did these outreaches. And rather than do this at the end of the show, I'll just do it right now and get it over with. We just were in California, Southern California, did three events down there. We're going to be moving again, like you said, Bradley, next week and into the following week going south. If you look at the My War documentary series, which is on the front of the website, My War, you click on it, it's a DVD series. It's fantastic. It's great curriculum. It's good stuff to show to your patriot groups, your church groups, etc. And they're down an hour, tangible, bite-sized segments. There's a Q&A that goes along with it with a comic book. This gentleman responded in Pennsylvania after receiving it. I just got my War DVD and comic book, and wow.
Yep.
The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to.
Just shared this with everybody yesterday.
Bradley speaks truly straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered on our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
People need to understand what they hear from this radio program. I, within myself, expect them to be doing the same thing.
That's right.
I wanted to share this with you because I talked about ministers of the flames of fire and those that are truly godly repentant before a just and a holy God. Listen to what godly repentance works. For behold, this selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yeah, what clearing of yourselves, yeah, what indignation, yeah, what fear, yeah, what vehement desire, yeah, what zeal, yeah, what revenge, and all these things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. That is a repentant man, my friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, coming back, talking about civil disobedience, which is really obedience to God.
Exactly.
Amen. Who put those magic...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, yesterday we were talking about civil disobedience, and one of the phone calls that I had this morning was that very topic. Mr. Dean, do you got a couple minutes? I said, sure. He started asking me, he goes, so what do you think about the people that they call themselves Christians, but they say that we have to submit to government no matter what, because that's what pastor said. I said, well, first of all, you're dealing with people that don't understand Scripture. I mean, 78% of America professes their Christianity. They don't know three of the Ten Commandments. They can't give you the definition of sin. They don't even know. They don't even have enough common sense to know that aborting a baby is murder in the sight of God, which it says in Proverbs 6, where it says, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. They don't even know the Ten Commandments. And Jesus is the one that said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is in him. Yet it was also Jesus in John 14:21 who said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him. Now, friends, you got to keep in mind, the first commandment is this, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. The second is namely like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you don't want someone to kill you, then don't kill them. If you don't want someone to commit adultery with you, then don't commit adultery on someone else's wife or with someone else's wife or husband. If you don't want someone lying to you, then don't lie to them. If you don't want someone, you get the point. That is love. That is the essence of the law. That is the end of the law. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. So when we're talking about love, friends, we need to understand that real love does unto others as you would have them do unto you. What you're seeing today is you're seeing a government say, do as I say, but don't do as I do. You know, we want to disarm the American people, but we want you to understand that we're exempt from that. We want you to be on Obamacare, but you need to understand we want to be exempt from that. We want to use your boys and girls to go fight foreign policy. Remember them dumb, stupid animals? That pedophile Henry Kissinger said about your boys that fight in foreign battles to uphold or magnify the Constitution of the United States. But when it comes to our kids, we're exempt from that. By the way, that's what stopped the Vietnam War. Isn't that interesting, friends? See, their version of love, in America, you have nobody to blame but yourselves for allowing this to happen. It's the consent of the governed, friends. I think we forget that portion of the Declaration of Independence. The consent of the government. Governed. Where do they derive their powers, friends? From the consent of the governed. See, because most people don't know Scripture, they don't know the Word of God, they think we're supposed to just submit to everybody else. And no matter what they say, even if they war against God, because this administration, friends, for the most part, is attacking everything that you are, one nation under God. This administration is at war with God, and you have professed Christians say we're supposed to submit to this man that advocates 4,000 babies a day being aborted in the womb? Are you kidding me? You have got to be out of your mind. No, it's apathy. It's complete. It's completely, in every sense of the word, it's apathy. So back to Romans 13. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities. Hang on. For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against that authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment upon themselves. Now listen carefully. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right. Where do we derive our rights from, friends? John F. Kennedy said. Think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come from the hand of God. Folks, you have to make the distinction between rights and privileges. See, when the state gets you to the point where you're willing to relinquish your sovereignty as unto God, they're right there to say, hey, we'll give you privileges, but it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you everything that God gave you, and we're going to bring you back into bondage. Do it our way, and everything will be okay. But yet everybody complains about that. Well, then fight for your rights. And when we read Scripture, we can clearly see that it says, fight the good fight of faith. That has meaning. Friends, rights have to be fought for. They're not maintained without a fight, let me tell you that right now. If that was the case, then why do we have Arlington? Why do we have veterans' memorials all over the country, friends? See, there's bloodshed that precedes folks and sustains freedom. Back to Romans 13. Consequently, he who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment upon themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Well, wait a second. So God instituted government for the purpose of ensuring our rights. By the way, Thomas Jefferson said that very thing. The whole purpose of government is to ensure our rights, not to battle against them and try to usurp your rights. But again, America, this government derives their powers from the consent of the governed. So therefore, either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Which one do you want to submit yourself to? Either God's Ten Commandments or man's 10,000 commandments. It's interesting to me that this administration advocates, wants to mandate the American people to pay to be partakers of murder by aborting 4,000 babies a day in the womb. And the American people sit back and think that he has your good and your welfare in mind. Folks, that's stupidity. That's beyond ignorance. And here again, you have the professed church. And by the way, over the last 40 years, the professed church has stood down and done nothing. And it is the church's responsibility. It's every American's responsibility. I cannot stand when I go on Facebook and see everybody complaining about what this administration is doing. Wait a second, they derive their rights, their powers, I'm sorry, from the consent of the governed, from the consent of you, America. It's we, the people. We hold the power. And when we relinquish that, what we do is we get on Facebook and we complain about what we tolerate. And at length, we lose our freedoms minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, year after year. That's sick. That is sick. And it shows you a lack of love.
That's right. That's exactly what it shows. Because if there was love, there'd be action and there'd be demonstration. I've got a quote from William Lloyd Garrison, and this is so perfect. The apathy of the people is enough to make every statue leap from its pedestal and hasten the resurrection of the dead. Why? Because they can't believe you built a statue of them, but you've totally crucified their means.
Yeah.
So they're jumping off their pedestal saying, hold on a second. You can build brick and mortar of me all you want, but you've destroyed the means of which I fulfill promise, says Christ. And that's exactly what the resurrected spirit of Christ does through his kids throughout this nation. He stands up and says, no, this is not the church, as you said. This is not the way the church thinks. This is not political systems that are ordained by God. Therefore, we must change them and go right through the middle of the whole system.
Another point. Isn't it interesting that when our boys and our women fight to uphold, to magnify the Constitution, they say that they uphold that Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means here at home and abroad, friends. So help me God. Isn't it interesting that the American people, had they realized that it was their family members that have fought to give us what we have today, bled to give us what we have today, and died to give us what we have today, do you think they would tolerate crime had they understood that in this administration? Because they died to give this man the opportunity to serve we the people. He's not a servant. He's got the American people believing that you serve him.
Oh, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that's what he's doing. Yeah. He doesn't take any constitutional authority. He takes all dictatorship-style authority is what he's done. We just got done hearing, and I'll post on Facebook, Molotov Mitchell just did a video of these pathetic GOP senators that are supposed to be able to identify what the
kissing
Constitution
up to Hillary
says.
Clinton,
kissing
friends.
Up to
yeah.
her.
Yeah, they're compromising, man.
She's done a great service unto our world.
Jake, she went into that inquisition knowing that everybody was going to kiss up to her because she had her finger on every one of them that kissed up to her.
Yep. No fear. No fear at all. And when tyranny is emboldened, why is that? It's, you just said it.
We've become
compromised. Well, what have we become compromised to? Our God. So when we're not compromised to our God, I don't see one prophet in the Bible where they stood down and said, well, the king's got dirt on me. Yeah. They walked in holiness. They saw the king's dirt.
No, they went after the ones they didn't have dirt on.
Exactly.
Yes. And that's exactly. Well, case in point,
the only ones that
this administration is imprisoning, friends, whistleblowers.
Yep.
You have an administration attacking your military friends on a daily basis. You have an administration not only gun running to Benghazi and the Muslim Brotherhood, now he's giving them F-16s, friends. What am I talking about someone else's country here?
No, seriously.
I don't understand why 312 million people stand down. I don't understand it. I never have understood it. It's sick, is what it is. It's completely sick. And, you know, they think for some reason, as long as we don't know, then we're not responsible. Let me tell you something, America. You know what you don't do. You know what you don't do because you talk about it on a daily basis as to what you leave undone unless you are fighting the good fight.
That's right.
Freedom as a taste to those who fight and almost die that you, America, the protected, will never know. To all you veterans, you are our heroes. You are the reason we're on the radio. And the greatest of veterans, his name is Jesus Christ, the captain of my salvation. You're the reason we do what we do. We see the price that you paid. We see the altar of sacrifice. And my Bible tells me we live unto him who died for us. And so be it, Lord, because I am sorry for anything that I've ever done to violate what your son died to give me. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We're going to come back. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Who said that? Thomas Jefferson. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey.com today.
Jay Stuart Holden rightly said there are great marvels in the world today. There is the marvel of the disobedient church, which hugs to itself Christian privileges and neglects Christian obligations. Remember what Mr. Finney said yesterday? Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits if immorality prevails in the land. The fault is ours in a great degree. If there is decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in religion, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundation of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it. Yes, exactly. Bingo. He's exactly right. Let us not ignore this fact, my dear brethren, but let us lay it to heart and be thoroughly awake to our responsibility in respect to the morals of this nation as under God.
That sounds like a preacher.
Yes. Men must be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants. William Penn. I said right before the break, resistance to tyranny or tyrants is obedience to God. Thomas Jefferson. Listen to Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House back in the 1800s. Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or a power or by a power without them. Either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man. Either by the Bible or the bayonet. This administration, what does he do? He assails the word of God in the face of the American people. And the irony of it is he puts his hand on it and swears that he will uphold it, so help me God. Patrick Henry said, it is when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. Amen.
That doesn't get any clearer.
No, it doesn't. These are our forefathers, yes. Jake. Patrick Henry is the Sons of Liberty, by the way.
They were foresighted to see and to know. First of all, they gave the construction of the plan, which they said was a miracle, written by the finger of God. There's so many miraculous quotes from our founders that said we have a constitution. They knew what it was going to take to preserve it because they read the Bible and they understood through kings and generations and judges and chronicles. Yeah. They knew what was going to happen if a people departed from God. Stay vigilant with God and you will have the victory, and they knew it by experience.
Amen. Consecrated, set apart for God and his purposes. Holiness to the Lord, friends. A.B. Simpson, the chief danger of the church today is that it is trying to get on the same side as the world. Exactly. We'll win them to Jesus. I'll be an example to them for Jesus. As you're in a bar with them having a beer.
There we go. There we go.
Or watching the... Friends, case in point.
Yep, here we go.
Yes. Just talked to someone this week talking about all the issues going on in his country.
You believe it?
And I said, hey, listen, dude. He goes, man, it's great, and I really appreciate what you're doing, and man, this is awesome. And I said, okay, well, listen, this is what we're doing, and so what we can do is meet up with you. And he said to me, well, Bradley, that's not going to work because we are having a Super Bowl party. I couldn't even believe it. I could believe it.
A Christian one, though.
Yeah.
Christian Super Bowl.
I don't know what that means. It just means you don't swear.
Well, the Christian cigarettes, the Christian alcohol.
Wine.
A lot of Christian
just
things.
As long as you have two or three beers.
Christian.
Yeah.
Pray over it.
Yeah.
Say some Shundais, you're cool.
Shundai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Called up. Maybe, or whatever. Maybe
a couple people might fall out in their emotions.
That's true.
Yeah. I go on. Our master expects us to accomplish results even if they bring opposition and conflict. Anything is better than compromise, apathy, and paralysis. God give to us an intense cry for the old-time power of the gospel and the Holy Ghost. You know another thing I'm sick and tired of? I'm sick and tired of that kind of talk. Oh, God, give us the old-time fire. Oh, God, let's pray. Oh, God, send us a man. You hear it all the time. Well, maybe you're the one. Maybe God, by his grace, gave you the light to see something. That means that's your responsibility and your obligation before a just and a holy God. Maybe you just found your call. Of course, we hear from the modern professors today, and it's not just the church, folks. You see what politics have become. Politics have become the fruit of the professed church. It's really what it comes down to. And it's sickening. This guy this morning talked to me, he goes, Bradley, he goes, well, what do you think about, you know, all these issues and this New World Order stuff and the all these organizations and the Bilderbergers and all this other stuff? I said, you know what's interesting about that? I said, why do we spend so much time magnifying the crime, friends? Listen to me. We know the disease and we know the one that can bring the cure. How about we magnify the Christ and obey the Christ to bring the cure to the world? It's called judgment, to establish righteousness so we can know peace. Why do we magnify the New World Order? Why do we magnify the crimes of government, friends? Why do we magnify what we tolerate, friends? Why do we magnify crime, friends? So I said to this individual, brother from another mother, I said, why don't we just, instead of dealing with all the branches on the tree, why don't we just obey God and lay that axe to the root of it? Let it drop. Because once corruption sees we're not going to tolerate it, it is all over with. That's it. Nothing more to complain about. And I'll tell you what, you see a lot of these saltless conservatives fade away too because now they're not going to have anything to talk about tomorrow. They're not going to be able to, through the professed church, talk about gloom and doom. They're going to go broke. They're going to go belly up, friends. And by the way, that's not the job of the ministries to go around and tell them gloom and doom in the first place. What, as if God's going to raise up an army in the church and rapture them out of here right when it's time to go to battle? What Bible are you reading, man? Doesn't say rapture in the Bible. What are you talking about? And when you do talk about rapture, why don't you put it into context? Because that's not what he's talking about. Oh, God, the Lord's going to pull us out of here, man, right before the battle.
Twinkling of an eye.
I don't see that in Scripture. My Bible tells me that we're fellow laborers, fellow soldiers, that we fight and battle a warfare. But the professed church in America, man, they want it for nothing. Again, as I said the other day, they want the crown, but they don't want the cross. And then, America, you wonder why they don't understand the power of God into salvation, liberation from sin, because they don't understand the cross. They're not willing to bear the cross. Then they wonder, where's the power? Where's the power? The power's in Christ. Daniel and the lion's den in Daniel 6, 4 through 13. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they couldn't find an occasion for fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you, said David. Verse 5, then said these men, speaking of Daniel, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Homosexuals.
Yep.
Abortion. Are you with me? Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto the king, King Darius, live forever. Kiss up to him.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the Bible says that flattering tongue spoils the soul.
Hillary Clinton, you did such good service. I mean,
verse 7, whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened to the chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Verse 11, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Amen. Hallelujah. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of thy captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh this petition 3 times a day. Then the king commanded and then brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. And now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. So they threw Daniel in the lion's den. And when they threw Daniel in the lion's den, overnight, Daniel prevailed. God prevailed through Daniel by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Again, made more than conquerors through him who loved us. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith to receive what? As we press into the kingdom of God, we receive power. And what did God say? No weapon formed or fashioned against you, Daniel, shall prosper, for your righteousness is of me. He encamped holy angels around Daniel. Daniel came forth. Daniel's enemies were thrown into the lion's den and consumed. When Daniel came forth, King Darius proclaimed who as God? Daniel's God. Yesterday we shared Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Friends, when you don't bow, you don't burn. And sometimes when you do bow, don't worry about it, because God will take care of the issues at hand and he will give you the victory either in life and or in death. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.